Morty Seligson. He is the director of media for Chabad International. They've just had their conference, which has been moved online. I'm absolutely fascinated to hear how that went, or actually still going, because apparently they can't get the guys off this Verbrengen. Going to be worthy of the World Book of Records. Morty Seligson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard.
Well, actually, for you, it's not really morning. What time is it?
Oh, we're getting close to midnight here in New York.
All right. So, yeah, well, good evening to you. Good morning to us. So it's obviously quite a difficult thing because these get togethers, these conferences are very much about people connecting from around the world. I would imagine getting together, sharing stories, giving each other inspiration, and then going back to sometimes very, very remote areas where the Shluchim are doing incredible work. So it must have been quite a challenge to create something maybe unifying online. Tell us about it.
Kinos that takes place, the conference of Chabad Lubavitch emissaries every year, happens in New York City. And Shluchim come from 100 countries, actually more than 100 countries in every state of the United States.
And Monty, your line keeps going, it coming and going. We have moments of absolute clarity and then it kind of gets a bit muffled. So I don't know if you can just fiddle around there a little bit to make sure that it remains. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, well, we're getting close to morning here. So it really is a good morning.
Absolutely right. Now we can hear you clearly. Okay, so you were giving us some of the background.
Yeah, so every year the Shluchim, there are more than 5,000 couples and families of Shluchim from more than 100 countries that come together every year for the conference, for the Kinnas HaShluchim in New York. And it's an incredible event. It's the largest annual Jewish event in the United States. It's the banquet, the culminating event of the conference, had about 6,000 Shluchim and guests from around the world. It's the largest sit-down meal or dinner in New York, in New York State.
Incredible.
And there's incredible energy. It's really, when you're in that room, you feel like you're there with the whole world, with the whole Jewish world. And the challenges that Corona present are that you can't gather in safely with that many people in person. And so the conference moved completely virtual. And that meant for a lot of people, they're missing out on that opportunity, that pick-me-up, that recharging of the battery so that they could go back to their communities and continue to serve, especially at a time like this, which is so difficult for so many. And that was going into the conference this year. That was a concern of the organizers as well as the participants.
What's interesting is, as you're talking, of course, that's a major factor, but it must have been, even for the emissaries that are sitting in different parts of the world, many rely on tourists, foreigners, people who are traveling to those areas, and that's sort of a way that they connect with Judaism in a, when they're away, and hopefully that remains with them. So the year itself must have been incredibly challenging for some of the emissaries in these far-flung places who are so reliant on travelers.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a year with a lot of challenges. But the interesting thing was that the conference was very upbeat. It was focused on facing the challenges and serving the communities no matter the circumstances. And yet, the year was ultimately with a lot of hardships. It was also very positive. There were 100 new shluchim that went out this past year, and scores of new Chabad houses that were established this year, despite all the challenges. And in speaking to many shluchim, they pivoted. They found ways of working around the problems to ensure that people are safe and also able to engage with their Yiddishkeit, with their Judaism in a meaningful way, in an enriching way, in a way that's inspiring during a time that seems so bleak.
It is incredible, and we've seen that in all areas where people have realized or have had to, well, you don't have to do anything, I guess, but people have seen that things have changed and therefore just shifted to take advantage, of the opportunities that are there to help. And, I would imagine that is what happened. So tell us how this conference played out, given these factors.
I'm sorry.
So how did the conference played out given all of these factors?
Well, the conference itself that were over Zoom and all kinds of, you know, there were sessions like breakout sessions that you would have. There were plenary events throughout the conference that that you would have every year at conferences, and you had thousands of shluchim from all around the world participating, from their homes, from the countries that they're serving in. And, they had a live broadcast on Sunday afternoon, New York time with what was generally the banquet. This year was a grand event. There was, you know, there weren't all the people in that same room together as there were in other years. But, what was really remarkable was the Fabringen, which began as Malava Malka after Shabbat, and it was sort of cascading around the world. And it started at after Shabbat was over in Australia, and that was equivalent in New York. That was 5:30 in the morning on Shabbat morning. No one in New York obviously was on there. But and then as the time zones moved on, a new group of hosts sort of took over, and this was scheduled to go for 20 hours until the shluchim in Alaska and Hawaii hosted it. And,
so cool.
Everything went to plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really nice. It was a really beautiful event. But the really incredible thing is that event is still ongoing now. And, 114
and you never going to stop this. This is now going to be a perpetual Fabringen.
Well, isn't that like the ultimate, Jewish experience, right? The Fabringen that never ends.
Absolutely. I love the concept because, well, the question is what, I guess there's always somebody, because your challenge obviously is going to be Shabbat. Is there always somebody for whom it isn't Shabbos?
It's going to be Shabbat, for everyone for about, I believe, 12 hours. So Shabbat is is that factor.
Right.
And, it's been an incredibly inspiring experience for so many shluchim. Some shluchim were expressing how, almost in a way more than years past, where they're able to spend time with their colleagues and friends and mentors, and be inspired and hear each other's stories and experiences and take that back with them. They don't have to catch a plane back now. They're sitting, you know, at their kitchen table essentially, and using that inspiration for their work at home.
Absolutely fantastic. It's really so at the end of the day, would you say that this managed, obviously it's different and we can't really compare it, but do you think that this managed to provide the inspired the required inspiration for the emissaries, for the shlichim around the world?
I think so. For my friends and colleagues who I'm speaking to, they've really, this has been really special. This experience, this Fabringen. And, even as we're speaking, I'm seeing about, you know, close to 1,000 shluchim that are on, and people didn't want to go off it. Like there were, you'll see people logging off, at night, and then they'll come back on.
Yeah. I suspect it's the wives that are logging them off, before they then sneak back on. But that's just my assumption around it. I think this is absolutely fantastic and well done to you and to Chabad, not only for the incredible work that you do around the world, but also for embracing something, for embracing this and just saying, you know what, we've got to find a different way of achieving something similar and really being able to do it with a full heart, the full spirit, and with a gusto that has become synonymous with the movement. So, Moti Seligson, thank you for speaking to us, director of Chabad Media Worldwide. Thank you for always making yourself available and for keeping us updated.